T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
First, it was doggy daycares, Lee.
Doggy daycare.
Yeah, doggy daycare.
Okay.
And I went, okay, all right. But now, there's this thing going on, I think, with some people replacing the children with dogs.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, look, I get if you love your dog. I love dogs. I had a wonderful dog. Did animal rescue. I'm saying this is, we're going a little far with this. Now, the new thing, it's come out of California. This is going to spread.
Okay.
Every city's going to have one. The gourmet doggy restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Just for dogs. With human-grade food. It's out of San Francisco. People, it's wildly popular. They have a waiting list.
Well, my dogs already get human-grade food because they eat the leftovers.
Yeah, they lick it off the floor.
Well, left over, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Texter writes, Tara, I have to exercise great diligence to keep my foster dog from raiding the stray cat's litter box. I love that dog.
Yeah,
let me finish.
That's an issue, yeah.
I love that dog, but I'm not buying gourmet meals for a species that thinks cat food, a cat poop, is a highly delectable snack or appetizer.
I have, we have that issue at the Rogers household as well, yeah.
You know why they do it? Because cat food is packed with calcium, and dogs will do that because they in nature, or you know, they'll seek out calcium. They like it. They don't get the bones they do in nature either.
Well, why don't they just go to the refrigerator and grab the milk, okay? I mean, that's a little...
if they could ask, we'd just give anything to stay out of litter box.
Okay.
I mean,
that's just
nasty.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to change the litter box anyway, but that way.
No, because you know what the dog wants to do,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's going to
be
licking
you. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And that would become a problem for me when I had the cat and the dog, because the dog... became an entitlement to sleep in the bed with us. She slept in the bed, and I didn't mind.
It's hey, Rover, I know where that tongue and nose have been, okay?
Oh,
keep that away from me.
And so she would howl. I mean, literally howl if she didn't get to get in the bed. And nothing I could do would convince her otherwise. So she had to come into bed. She was going right to your face to lick you with that cat poop-flavored breath.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a wonder I survived it, honestly, that I didn't end up in the ER, but I did somehow. I must have a strong immune system. I don't know. All right, let's check. It's Friday. I'm like you on Friday, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're pretending to work, but you're really just hanging out in the break room like that. Yeah, but this is the talk radio version of that. Okay, let's do a real show, shall we?
Okay, why not?
All right, let's start the segment. For real.
Wages are not keeping up with inflation. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, they write, quote, "We find the majority of employed workers' real inflation-adjusted wages have failed to keep up with inflation in the past year. For these workers, the median decline in real wages is a little more than 8.5% decline, guys."
And along those lines, Joe Biden, congratulations, everybody, gave you an historic pay cut.
According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, the median decline in real wages is a little more, as I referenced, more than 8.5%. In fact, look at this. Americans saw the most severe pay cut in 25 years under President Biden, according to the bank. Higher inflation quickly erodes spending power. Households face a difficult crunch when they have to buy the necessities.
Also, gas prices are going up. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is going down.
Yeah, dangerously low, Carly. You know, the president keeps tapping the reserve. The White House is planning to release an additional 10 million barrels. They've already released 180 million. Now, the SPR is sitting at levels we haven't seen since 1984.
Okay. I'm referring over to the 3-foot-high, now yellowing stack of great economic news. As you know, my favorite news ever, because it taught me something. Something I didn't even know, and I'm pretty well read. Trump taught me this. Now, when you get the government out of the way, you get the racism out of the way. The economy will not only fix itself, it will adjust wages on its own through capitalism, where black people get a bigger and better wage hike than white people. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
The Donald Trump still holds the medal. Just compare to what we just heard there, right? A historic wage cut for Americans. Okay. Donald Trump, family of four, 2019, the largest ever single wage jump for a family of four in the United States of America ever recorded in financial history. Ever. A bigger wage jump than the entire preceding 20 years combined.
Yep.
Okay. So I want to contrast that with what you just heard there. Historic wage drop for the American people. Okay. But remember the best part about it. The black people got the biggest wage jump of all. They got 8%. We just got 6. They got 8. The market did that by itself. Trump did it in two ways. So I want to explain to people how it happened. Because I wouldn't have expected that. I did, because we've been told capitalism is racist and the Democrats have to fix it, right?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out fixing it is racist. Because there was two things Trump did. Remember this? We were the only industrialized country on earth that taxed corporate earnings by American companies overseas. Remember, trillions of dollars were sitting overseas, right? Just parked there. They couldn't invest in America. The Democrats didn't want them to. Trump got rid of that, and the money poured in, and jobs exploded. Right. So you had that. That raised wages. But then there were the historic Trump tax cuts, which the Democrats have all but reversed now. So black people are going to get poor again. And then this is what you get. A record wage drop. I mean, you cannot side by side any better the policies of freedom. And with Trump was just a little freedom. I mean, can you imagine how we'd live if we really got the federal government out of the way? I'm talking about EPA gone. Education department gone. Just get rid of these things. Slash the federal government's budget. Get them the heck out of the way. Take income tax back down to 2-3% that they envisioned in the beginning of last century when they passed the income tax amendment. I mean, can you imagine the way we would live? We can't even conceive of being that wealthy, but that's what we would be like. Instead, we get this crap. We get this crap. And the punchline here, who took the biggest wage cut? Black families.
Yeah, my minorities, yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out big government's racist. Gets government out of the way, capitalism is not racist. Trump taught me that. I would have never thought that. I would have just thought, well, everybody'd get the same. You know what I mean? But it's not. Free market system, demand for workers, fixes the wage gap. They keep screaming at us, we got to take more from the rich while black people get poor, while poor people get poor, while everybody gets poor. And Trump fixed it. For just a moment, he fixed it. But the Democrats said, we can't have this. So there's your contrast right there. And you know what's the coolest part of this? I will never forget the absolute joy that I had the morning that I did the Washington Post, of all places, Washington Post article. You remember this? Mm-hmm. For the first time ever, two things were happening. Women were leading men in business creation. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
We had record-breaking business creation. Under Barack Obama, we had record-breaking business destruction.
Yep.
But we had flipped that. So fast. I never thought it could go so fast. I thought it would take years. Record-breaking business creation. But for the first time, not only were women leading, this is the free market, right? This is not a Democrat policy. It's free market. Everybody for themselves. But black and Hispanic women were leading women overall in business creation.
Yeah.
It's gone now. It's gone now. That is the saddest thing.
It is through a free market that you find true freedom.
Absolutely. True opportunity, the erasure of wage gaps, upward mobility, record-breaking wage gains. Folks, I don't want to depress you. It's not my point. My point is to remind you always, it's not over. We can do it again. We can do it with practically the flip of a switch. We just need the political will. So here's what you do. What can you do, Tara? What can I do, Tara? What do I do? Battleground Podcast. All this is going to be on there today. Today is the Insane Things version. Wraps up the week. If you only listen to one, listen to this one. It's great for listening when you're bored, driving around, missing me because it's Saturday. And you can put it in and listen to it. You can always text keyword battleground to 71307 on the weekend. And there it is right there. Or it's even better. You just subscribe to it. So there you go. It's all right there. But we can live that way again. In fact, we could be living that way again in 5 years. We can flip it. We can flip the switch. We can all do better. We can all win. We are not competing with each other. It's not white versus black for the money. It's not white versus black for the wages. It's not white business versus black for the wages. We can all win. We can all get rich together. Rich by the standards we're living at now. We just have to choose it. We have to choose it.
Terrorists wanted. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.